Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. That says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say,
my God.
Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome. Say,
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, it is almost Christmas. Christmas is right around the corner. I can't believe how fast it has gotten here. The beginning of December was just the other day, and now it is the 17th already, and it's just so amazing how time flies. Each day, the hours in the day has gotten so short. It seems like morning comes and goes, and the afternoon as well. But all is well, and all is good. Well, before I begin the message for tonight, I would like to read some of my favorite scriptures. Scriptures that are very meaningful, and I'm sure that you will find them very encouraging as well. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. That's coming from Psalm 37:4. There's another one. You will fill me with joy in your presence. You will fill me with joy in your present. That's coming from Psalms 16:11. And these are all the NIV version. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. That's coming from Proverbs 16:3. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. So I am doing a new thing. Many of us focus on the past. That's why we are unable to go to the future. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Yes, God wants us to do a new thing, become a new creature in Christ. Isaiah 43:11. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him. Yes, our Father wants us to believe in him. Him only. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him. Yes, you must believe in him, trust him, and just to know that, just like it say, hope is in him. That's Lamentation, the 3rd chapter, the 25th verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Yes, let's not forget all of his benefits, all of his blessing, all of his grace. That's coming from Psalms 103:2. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I have come, that is Jesus. Yes, he was, his December 25th, yes, is his birthday. This is when he was born, and he came to save us from our sins. He came that we may have life, and that we may have it abundantly. That is John, the 10th chapter, the 20th verses. Excuse me. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory. Pretty much that speaks for itself. Let me read it again. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, for him to be the glory. Yes, God always wants his glory. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, the 20th through the 21st verse. And just like I said before, these are all NIV versions. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Don't be anxious for nothing. Wait on him. But in everything, yes, we must continue to pray and petition with thanksgiving. Always give thanks. Present your request to God, yes, to our Heavenly Father. Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse. For he satisfied the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things. That's pretty much self-explanatory. For he satisfies the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things. Psalms 107:9. Have a few more. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Until now you have asked nothing. If you don't ask God for nothing, he feels that you don't need anything. And ask nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive. He's letting us know that we can ask him for these different things. Yes, he will bless us. That your joy may be full. Yes, he will fill our hearts with joy. John 16:24. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Yes, we must believe, even though we don't see it, we must believe and trust God. That is coming from Hebrew 11th chapter, the 1st verse. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Everything good and perfect. Only God is perfect. Perfect gift is from above, coming from the heavenly Father. James, the 1st chapter, the 17th verses. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Yes, he loves us so. He gave his only begotten Son. Oh, yes, that proved his love for us, that he should be called, that we should be called children of God. That's coming from John, the 3rd chapter, the 1st verse. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who satisfy your desires with good things. That's Psalms 103:2. Did I repeat that? I think that. Yes. And let me read this before we go into one more thing. God will never leave you empty. If something is taking away, he will replace it with something better. If you deny your request in a certain area, if he denies, let me read all of this over because this is good. God will never leave you empty. If something is taken away, he will replace it with something better. If he denies your request in a certain way, it is because he wishes to give you what is best. If he asks you to put something down, if he asks you to put something down, it is so he can pick up something greater. That's a beautiful thing. And whatever God gives in answer to your prayer will always be the thing we most urgently need, and it will always be sufficient. Think about that. Chew on that. Tonight, I would like to talk about also, sometimes when I hesitate, my eyesight is not as good like it used to. I will be having cataract surgery in January because the lighting is not bright enough. Sometimes I can't always see the words, so please be patient with me. And embarrassing moments. Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." The flashing light of the of a police car drew one's attention to a motorist who had been pulled over for a traffic violation. As the officer took his ticket book in his hand, walked back to his car, he could clearly see the embarrassing driver acting helplessly behind the wheel of her car. With her hands, he attempted to block her face from the view of the passerby, hoping to hide her identity. Her actions were a reminder to see how embarrassing it can be when we are exposed by our choices and our consequences. When a guilty woman was brought before Jesus and her immorality was exposed, the crowd did more than just watch. They called her condemnation, but Jesus showed mercy. Yes, they wanted to stone her. In John 8:1-11, it says, "When Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he said, he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery." Yes, they wanted to try to trick him. "As when we had set her in the midst, they said to him, 'Teacher, the woman was caught in adultery, in the very act, and back then they would stone you.' Now Moses in the law of Moses commanded us that each should be stoned. But what do you say?" And this is what they were questioning Jesus. "This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him of. But Jesus stooped over down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear." So when they continued asking Jesus, he he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let them throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted to their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing there in the midst. Now, they wanted to trick Jesus and also condemn this adulteress. And when Jesus asked this question, they all disappeared, with only Jesus there alone with the woman. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to the woman, woman, where are these accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. What amazing. Yes, we must look at ourselves first before we can condemn someone else. The only one with the right to judge sin responded to her failure with compassion. After dispatching her accuser, Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. His compassion reminds us of his forgiving grace. Yes, he's always forgiving us for our sin. And he commands to her point to his great desire that we should live in joy and that grace. Both elements shows the depth of Christ's concern for us when we stumble and fall. Yes, many times we will stumble and fall, but God will be there to pick us up. Even in our most embarrassing moments of failure, we can cry out to him and find that his grace is truly amazing. I would like to read this short poem, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. That saved is also a song as well, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Jesus alone can supply the grace we need for each trial we face. Yes, many times we will get in an embarrassing moment in our lives. But we all have fall short. We must also continue to have the hope and the trust and the belief in Jesus and ask him for forgiveness, and he will do just that. So have you had some embarrassed moments lately? Yes, I think we all have from time to time have had some embarrassing moments. How did you handle that situation? Did you ask God for forgiveness and asking him for his love and grace? Yes. I'm sure that you have experienced that throughout your life. But he's such a wonderful and loving God. Yes, in about a week, is a special day where he allowed his son to come from heaven, to be born in a manger, just to save us from our sin. Jesus loved us as much as his Father did. And it's so amazing, Hubba's love. He continues to show his love to us each and every day. We just must have the faith and belief to go forward. Sometimes things happen in our life we just can't seem to understand. The time, the moment, it never seems right. Death doesn't seem, it never seems to come the right time. Sickness, a loss of job, a loss of a loved one, whatever, it never seems to be the right time. But we must trust God and believe that he will get us through whatever situation that we are encountering. And this is the end of the message that I have tonight. I have 4 more minutes. I hope that each one of you who are in the state of Georgia will come and join us at our Christmas breakfast this coming Saturday, the 21st, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest Mall. We also will be asking everyone to bring a shoebox filled with toiletry items. We will be taking these shoeboxes to women shelter with children. We have 3 different shelters that we will be taking these shoeboxes to. This is our ministry that we do during Christmas holiday. Just if you're in other states, do something for someone that is not as fortunate as you are. Just always give back. And this is a special time to show your love for others, your neighbors, your friends. There's always a family out there that you can bless in whatever way that you feel that you want to. Reach out to a neighbor, a friend, a church member. Do something special for someone, and your heart will be filled with joy. And you'll be also pleasing God, because just like he loves you and tries and always supply your needs, he wants you to reach out and try to supply someone else's need. Do that, and you will see how your heart will be filled with joy. I hope that you will have a blessed week, and we will be tuning in on Christmas Eve. And Christmas Eve, which is the 23rd. No, the 24th is the Tuesday, it's Christmas Eve. I will be attending a party just a get-together with some friends, but I will be back home in time to tune in at 11 to 11:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve. I ask God to bless me with some encouraging words for whoever might be going through some grief and because there's so many people that have had losses in the month of December. It's so amazing. Not so amazing, but it's just like death never comes the time that you want. And we just have to trust God and help us to get through that. time in our life. So be blessed, and I will talk to you again on Christmas Eve. And I might have a special guest, so if you have time, I know you'll be getting gifts and stuff together that night for your friends and family. So, but I will see if I can get someone, a surprise guest, to come on this coming Tuesday evening. So be blessed and have a great week. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord.